End it there, Doug. We're coming up at the end of the program. Well, that's all the time we have. I want to thank the International Press Roundtable team, Yukari Miyamai, Joe Yuhas, Ibrahim Kazruni, and Doug Vaughn. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. This has been the International Press Roundtable special edition of Hemispheres. Tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres.
Tonight's program is an encore performance recorded on February 4th, 2020.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Indra, and you are tuned into the Cabaret Show, which is KGNU's weekly live music show. And I will be your host for the next hour, and I'm very excited because today we have a teen songwriter showcase here on Cabaret. And we'll be featuring two different acts today. The first will be with songwriter Novella Spielman. And after that, we'll hear from the band Daphna, which is, and both acts are from the Boulder area. So again, we're going to be hearing from teen songwriters today. And the first person we have today is Novella Spielman. Welcome, Novella.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming into KGNU today. You've been here before. When was it? Like a year or so ago?
Yeah, I think it was September 2018.
Okay. And so how old are you now?
I am 15.
Oh my gosh. So you were even younger when you came the last time.
Yes.
But Novella is a songwriter, which is why she's here today. And actually, why don't we just hear a tune right off the bat, and then we'll chat a little bit after that. So what do you want to play for us first?
This is one of my newest songs, and it's called Way the World Works.
Why do you do this to me? We sit in our rows, half listening to things that we will never need. We drown in paper already. Maybe it's cause I'm young and I don't know the things you do. Or maybe we're scared of the ones with the guns who put metal in our chests while we're sitting at desks. You lit a fuse and walked away. Now you're watching the flames, but we're stuck in the haze. So when we ask why, you better not say. That's just the way that the world works. And you better not say that you know it, it hurts. But there's nothing you can do, cause it's just the way the world works. But it's not the way the world works. Yes, it's just the way the world works. Little kids all smiling, well, they don't know what's happening. Future's gone and fate is paved. I hope they all get away. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the time and place I was born into. But no single song can explain everything wrong any given day. You watch the youth fade and flicker. I don't wanna watch my friend melt in the corner. So when we ask why, you better not say that's just the way that the world works. And you better not say that you know that it hurts. But there's nothing you can do, cause it's just the way the world works. I know it's not the way the world works. Yeah, say it's just the way the world works. Rain, it hides the tears on our faces. We're overwhelmed by the changes we want to make. Pressure you put on our shoulders. Don't want to fix all your problems, but you left them anyway. And just say that's just the way that the world works. And you better not say that you know it hurts, but there's nothing you can do, cause it's just the way that the world works. And you better not say that you know it, it hurts, but there's nothing you can do, cause it's just the way the world works. I know it's not the way the world works. Yeah, say it's just the way the world works.
All right, that's Novella Spielman playing live here on KGNU's Cabaret live music show. What? So I forgot the name of that song, but I think I know what it is. Can you tell us?
It's Way the World Works.
Wonderful. And when did you write that song?
I wrote this song a couple months ago. I haven't had a whole lot of time to songwrite, but this is one that came out.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how songwriting and being a musician fits into your life. As a 15-year-old, I'm sure you're very busy with school and all sorts of, you know, all the demands that that kind of has on you. So I'm wondering, how do you fit in songwriting? How did you kind of get to songwriting in the first place?
Well, music has always been a really important part of my life. It makes me full. It's really key part of me and my being, and it's a wonderful thing to have in my life, especially I think being so busy with school and sports and life. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to be able to have this form of expression that I love so much.
When did you start playing guitar and singing?
I started playing guitar when I was 12. I started taking lessons, and that's really when my songwriting began, and I began to play a bunch.
Were you singing before that?
Yeah, I was in, elementary school choir, and I did talent shows. I've always loved singing. It's always been a love of mine.
And did you kind of just see a guitar one day, and you're like, I want to learn that? Did you know that it would turn into songwriting before you started playing guitar?
Well, my dad plays guitar a little bit, and I always thought it was an amazing instrument, and I'd always been songwriting, just coming up with little melodies or lyrics, so I think I knew that when I picked up an instrument it would definitely be a different kind of new experience.
Yeah. And so you mentioned that you have a lot of other things going on in your life. What are some of your other hobbies that you like to participate in?
I play soccer with my high school, which is a really fun sport. It's really nice, and all the people are great. And I also love writing, which kind of goes along with the songwriting. I also did mock trial for the first time this year at Boulder High, which has been a fun extracurricular.
Oh, and
wow. School itself is a lot, but it's all really fun, and I enjoy it all.
Do you find time to play music every day, or is it a few times a week? How does it kind of fit into your everyday schedule?
I wish it was every day. Realistically, it's more a couple times a week, but during the weekends, I definitely try to play a lot more.
Yeah, that's great. For listening to Novella Spielman, who is part of our Teen Songwriter Showcase here on KGNU's Cabaret program. She is 15 years old and goes to school at Boulder High and is a songwriter and is going to play a few more songs for us.
Okay, this is my newest song. I just finished writing it, and I've been calling it Golden Thread. Come with me to the ocean. It's crazy, I know, maybe it will happen. You keep your dreams inside you. Let me in, don't know one thing you can't do. Some things got me tangled in golden thread, and I think maybe you got inside my head. The moon revolves around you. Still you're scared, please tell me, what can I do? You're scared of leaving too soon. Life's a risk, don't know what else to tell you. Some things got me tangled in silver thread, and I think maybe I got inside your head. Sunlight and lemon drops in, snowflakes and blue hat tops and old books and smiles from afar. But nothing beats your warm stares and good shivers everywhere. But no other day is like today. So come with me to the ocean. It's crazy, I know, but I'll make it happen. Don't keep your dreams inside you. Share with me, I promise I will help you. Some things got me tangled in starlight thread, and I think maybe
chart those heads. Da 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 da. That is Golden Threads, and next up I'm going to play a song I wrote probably about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago even. It's called Numbers. I have a friend, she said the world is full of numbers. She said it might seem strange, but I see them when I look at things. I'll try to tell you what I mean, but it's hard to explain. Colors have numbers, but numbers don't have colors. She sees things I can't, but we all have our special gifts. Colors have numbers, but numbers don't have colors. She sees things I can't, but we all have our special gifts. When I was a young girl, I swore that I saw fairies, flashes of light, whispers in the night, and delicate wings, visitors in my dreams. I know what I've seen. Colors have numbers, but numbers don't have colors. I dream things she can't, but we all have a special gift. Colors have numbers, but numbers don't have colors. I dream things she can't, but we all have a special gift. Numbers and dreams and wings. This paper with pen should change. Listen closely, cause there's so many stories out there. If you don't listen, she won't speak. Oh, colors have numbers, but numbers don't have colors. She sees things I can't, but we all have a special gift. Colors have numbers, but numbers don't have colors. I dream things she can't, but we all have a special gift. Delicate winged fairies, numbers, numbers.
So that's Numbers, which I wrote a little while ago, but it's remained one of my favorites. Okay. This next song I wrote last year as a school project, actually, which is kind of funny, but I really love it. I think it ended up really, really cool. And I call it Weeds, like dandelions.
The world hates weeds, even their beauty. A constant battle with a wilting flower who's just trying to be, but the world hates her. They say she has no beauty. A constant battle with a breaking flower who just wants to be, but the world hates weeds. All you want is blue, but there's nothing you can do. And all the little things make you want to scream, but instead you just break, cause it's not like they see anyways. Blue, but there's nothing you can do. And all the little things make you want to scream, but instead you just break, cause it's not like they see anyways. Shining happy life, that family's beauty. empty. No, you'll never be, so instead you dream. Why does everybody love them with the golden curls? That girl is beauty. No, you'll never be, so instead you dream. Why does everybody love her? She's the perfect flower, and you're just a weed. Soft voices, sweet voices, whispering truths. Can you see me? You can see me, but they don't see you. All you want is blue, but there's nothing you can do. And the little things make you want to scream, but instead you just break. Cause it's not like they see anyone hates blue, but there's nothing you can do. And all the little things make you want to scream, but instead you just break. Cause it's not like they see anyone hates.
You are tuned into KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We are listening to Novella Spielman play live in the Cabaret Studio during our Cabaret program. And today we're featuring teen songwriters from the Boulder area. And Novella, so kind to come in and play some songs for us. So I was going to ask you about the inspiration for your songs. And you were saying that that last song, Weeds, was actually a school project. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sometimes the best songs come from inspiration that you wouldn't normally draw from. And I think that's why I love that song so much, is it's a different sort of inspiration that led to that. It was for a book project on The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. And we had to do a creative writing project. And my teacher said I could do a song because she knew it was something I loved. And then I came out with that song, which I think, I don't know, it's different from my other music, which I really like.
Yeah. Do you think that, why do you think that happened? Do you know why, or did it just kind of happen?
Well, when I'm normally writing my songs, I'm drawing off inspiration usually from my own life, and to get put into a different mindset from reading a book with a different author, a different voice. You get that voice in your head and it can't help but translate into the music.
Yeah. And so then did you perform it in your classroom for all of your classmates?
Yeah, I did. And you can find that song on YouTube. I recorded it and brought it in.
Oh, great. Yeah. Maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can find your music online.
Yeah, I have a YouTube. It's just Novella Spielman. And I've got a few, pretty much all originals, one cover up there. And this October, actually, I made my first music video, which was a lot of fun. It was a great little experience. I filmed it and directed it, wrote the song, recorded it, got a couple friends to be in it. And it was a lot of fun, and I would definitely do it again.
Yeah, I imagine it was probably a lot of work to put together.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah, it must have been a cool learning experience to kind of match the music with the...
It definitely was.
I haven't seen the video. What happens in it? And have you played the song for that yet?
I'll play it for you next.
Oh, okay, great.
It's called This Place, and it's a little bit of a sad song, but it's also kind of a bit of a coming-of-age song. You can interpret it as you like, but it's all about this place and what happens next in life.
Okay, great. So why don't we hear that song and maybe one more, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
All right, wonderful.
Again, we're listening to Novella Spielman here on KGNU's Cabaret program. Novella is part of today's Teen Songwriter Showcase. My name is Indra, and I'm the host of the program today. And now we're going to get into Novella's next song.
All right, this is This Place.
Autumn girl, paint pictures of her world, but they're not for you to see, cause they're not your dreams. winter boy whisper secrets fireside. He's playing the losing fight and he's lonely. They see the way everything changes, no one stays, and they're afraid they don't know where to go after this place. You see the way everything changes, no one stays, and you're afraid you don't know what to do after this place. She'll walk away if she's feeling hurt, you see. She feels it all deeply, but she don't wanna seem weak. He don't know what to do when he's at school, because he's got the friends, but he feels pretend. They all say the same lines on repeat to me. They're all so caught up in their small worlds, won't take the step back to see the way everything changes, no one stays, and they're afraid they don't know where to go after this place. We see the way everything changes, no one stays, and we're afraid we don't know what to do after this place.
That's this place. Be sure to check out the music video for that. A lot of time and love was put into it. You can check it out on YouTube. This next song I'm going to play is one of my favorites. It's kind of got a different sort of structure to it, which is part of why I love it. And it's called Before It Goes.
I think you're kind of crazy, walking backwards with no safety. Do you even know where you're going? There's a haze and it ain't lifting, our minds always racing. What are you trying to forget? Tell me something I don't know. Take me somewhere new before it snows. Lovely little halos, all the little angels, got you caught on one note, got you tied. Walking on a wire, backwards through a fire, gonna make you dizzy on this ride. I don't think that you know what you're doing. You laugh it off, say you're fine, and then you're silent. Look at me, I can see behind your eyes. Don't say a thing, you know me, I already know. We must be going crazy, our world is slowly burning, but other things hold our concerns. Look at the world that you left for us, set in the hands of the growing up, for us to fix, cause you messed up. Tell me only things I need to know. Take me everywhere before it goes. Something I don't know, halo, ayo. Before it snows, let's go. I don't think that you know what you're doing. You laugh it off, say you're fine, but then you're silent. Look at me, I can see behind your eyes. Don't say a thing, you know me, I already know. And I don't think that you know what you're doing. You laugh it off, say you're fine, and then you're silent. tell me only things I need to know. For us to fix, cause you messed up.
All right. That was music from Novella Spielman, who is live in the KGNU studio right now during our Teen Songwriter Showcase. Thank you for all the great music that you played for us today. I had one more question, actually. What are some of your musical influences? You're so young, so yeah, I think it's interesting for some of us older listeners to find out what it is that kind of got into your ears as you're growing up.
I mean, I feel like I've listened to a lot of different music. My parents showed me some different types, like Ingrid Michaelson was an influence that I had, and then some also like classic rock like Led Zeppelin from both my parents. And then I myself have been listening to some Conan Gray, some Benny, some different more modern types like that. I really like listening to different types of music because I think they all have such interesting components that you can include in your own sound.
Yeah. Do you find that when you discover a new artist, sometimes their ideas will seep into your own?
Yeah, I think it's hard not to take on a little bit of the music that you like into your own work.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, not Daphna, I'm sorry. I keep mixing you guys up. Novella, thank you so much for coming in. Why don't we remind our listeners a little bit about how they can find more information about you? So you have a YouTube channel.
I do. You can just look up Novella Spielman and it should come up.
Great. And thank you so much again for joining us here at KGNU.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Tonight's program is an encore performance of The Cabaret, originally recorded on February 4th, 2020.
All right, so a reminder to our listeners, you're listening to KGNU's Cabaret program, and we are in the middle of our Teen Songwriter Showcase, and we're moving from songwriter to band right now, actually. We have a band in the studio named Daphna, after the lead of the band, shall we say, or maybe you can tell me a little bit more about that in a bit. So, yeah, actually, I'll just say hello. Hi, Daphna. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
With your whole band, we have six musicians here in the studio, so you listeners at home can picture what that's like. Why don't we just start out with some music and hear what you guys have for us, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit.
Yeah, sounds good. This first song that we'll be playing is the second single I've ever released called Valentine.
It isn't in my bones. It isn't something I'm searching for. I know it isn't easy, but you need me like I need you. And when I fall asleep, I've got your name playing on repeat. I know I'm one step closer, but you're two steps out of reach. One, two, three, four. So when I'm in heaven, will you be my Valentine? I don't have the guts to face you while I'm still alive. When we're in heaven, maybe then it'll be our time. But till I'm in heaven, you can't be my Valentine. I hope I'm not too late, but my feelings will either way. I know I'll still be thinking about what I didn't say. So when I'm in heaven, will you be my Valentine? I don't have the guts to face you while I'm still alive. When we're in heaven, maybe then it'll be our time. But till I'm in heaven, you can't be my Valentine, Valentine.
Night. That was Daphna here on KGNU's cabaret program. Is that, what was the name of that song again?
Valentine.
Okay, yeah. So very appropriate for this time of year.
Exactly.
And you said, when did you write that song again?
Or I released it February 7th of last year.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's almost the anniversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why don't we go around and, or I guess not everyone has a mic, so maybe you can introduce all the members of your band.
Yeah, sounds good. So we have Daniel on guitar, Matthew on drums, Alex on bass, Alex singing, two Alexes, and Katie Faith also singing.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so, Daphna, the first time you came in, you were in high school.
Yes.
And now you're in college.
Yes.
But you're still a teenager.
Yeah, still 19, holding on to it.
Yeah. Okay, so where did you go to high school?
I went to Fairview High School.
Okay, yeah. And then now you're at CU.
Yeah.
Great. And so tell me a little bit about how you put this ensemble together and how, you know, where all of you are from and how you all found each other.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I formed a band beginning of my freshman year at CU, and Matthew has always been with us. I had a different guitarist for a little bit, but then Daniel quickly joined us and he was there for our first gig. And then I guess Alex and Katie Faith, I know them both from an a cappella group I'm in called On the Rocks. So that's how I got them to come and sing with me. And then Alex, this is actually his really second, like, real gig, I guess, playing with us. He played the first gig this last Saturday. So.
Oh, great. Where did you guys play on Saturday?
It was at this venue called Your Mom's House in Denver.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So, yeah, so you kind of just found each other in all these different ways.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it hard to find other musicians at CU because it's so big, or, you know, like, is it word of mouth, or do you just, like, talk to someone and be like, oh, hey, you play guitar, join my band?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has been word of mouth. Other was just luck. Like, I found Daniel actually on Tinder, but I saw he had a guitar in his photo, and I was like, I just messaged him, like, do you want to be in my band? And he said yes, and he wasn't creepy or bad, so it worked out.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. For you listeners out there that don't know what Tinder is, it's a dating app. But I guess you can use it to find musician friends
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
Totally. Great. So, very exciting. You guys just announced that you have a new EP, LP, seven song release coming out. Let's just call it a record. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's called Submerge, and pretty much it's seven songs. I don't know. I record all the music just in my bedroom with a keyboard and a mic. So it's coming out February 29th, Leap Day, and I'm excited for it.
Is it just going to be you and keyboards, or will the whole band be on it
as well? I recorded all of the instruments via MIDI, so it's like all electronic based. So I usually do all the recording on my own, and then as a band, we all just go and play it live.
Oh, okay. So you actually like write all the parts, and then people kind of put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Has it? How long have you guys been playing together, like as this ensemble? Well, I guess like since Saturday, but.
But I guess about a year now, right? A little year and a half, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, why don't we hear, let's do a couple songs in a row, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Sounds good.
Again, for our listeners, we're listening to Daphna. They are part of our Teen Songwriter Showcase here on KGNU's Cabaret.
This song's called Oblivion. Flames flicker underneath my skin, the ember of a new beginning. My patience is wearing thin, holding on to that happy ending. It's time to choose the future of my new beginning. There is nothing to lose except the hope of a happy ending. I've made it to the coast.
crossroads, I'm not sure which path to take. Every ticking second is another step I have to make. Do I value what I love more than what I can give? Is my future really mine, or is it yours to live? I'm foolish for living in a constant state of oblivion. I'm foolish for believing that I have a choice. I'm foolish for thinking that I'm the one in a million. I'm foolish for believing I have a voice. I'm fighting fire with fire, but the further I fall, the flames keep coming higher. My patience is wearing thin. You might not get my happy ending. I'm still at the crossroads, haven't chosen which path to take. Every second is another rule I have to break. Do I value what I love more than what I can give? Is my future really mine, or is it yours to live? I'm foolish for living in a constant state of oblivion. I'm foolish for believing that I have a choice. I'm foolish for thinking that I'm the one in a million. I'm foolish for believing I have a voice. Every word I write is another step towards failure. To be someone I'm not is like throwing myself into the flames. Every step I make is another reason to fall right back. 5, 4, 3, 2, one more step and I fall into oblivion. I'm foolish for being so naive. I'm foolish for giving you no time to breathe. I'm foolish for giving you a chance. I'm foolish for thinking you'd understand. I'm no longer at the crossroads, I've chosen which path to take. Every passing second is another choice I haven't made. Do I value what I love more than what I can give? Is my future really mine, or is it yours?
Hear another song.
This next song is called Swimming, and it's out, so if you like it, go listen to it later.
Just breathe, I'll find the surface shortly. I won't let it take a hold of me. I'll just breathe. Can't see, my vision's getting blurry, but I won't let it stop me. I'll just breathe. And I'll keep swimming in the water that you spilled. And I'll keep breathing in the air and let it fill.
here on KGNU's Cabaret program, live in the studio during our teen songwriter showcase, in this case a teen band. It's so fun because the last time you came in was maybe it was 2 years ago?
I think I was a junior in high school, so three maybe?
Okay, yeah. So a while ago. And then you came in and you just played piano and sang for us.
Yeah.
So at that time, like, did you have all these other instruments in your head as you were writing that music, or how has your songwriting process evolved?
I mean, I definitely usually just write with a piano, so that's the main thing in mind. But I guess as I've just written more songs, like, and I guess played more with a band, it's like I know the kind of, like, oomph I'm looking for that a piano can't do on its own.
Yeah.
So there are some songs where I'm just like, it's just piano and it's great. But then, yeah, a lot of mine I know I want drums and bass and guitar and other harmonies and everything.
Yeah. And so I imagine you're trained on piano. You've taken lessons and stuff. It's evident. And how did you get into singing?
I didn't start really singing until, I guess, middle school. I joined musicals, just like the school musicals, and I started singing there. And then I did choir for the first time freshman year of high school. And that's when I guess was a more trained environment for singing.
But, yeah, I went to Fairview and did the choir program too.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like. It's intense.
For sure.
So then how did you learn to like write for all these other instruments? Or did you just kind of pick it up into it intuitively?
Yeah, I guess it's just you listen to music and you know what an instrument sounds like. And I say I play the drums and bass, but it's like I'm very beginner at those and can play it enough to come across what I want. But usually it's been great because everyone here is such a great musician that I can just like tell them what I want it to sound like and they can just do that too.
So like that little guitar line in the last one, you know, it's pretty specific. So did you know like this is going to be high up on the neck on the guitar? You're just like, I hope they'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, with that one, I already had this song recorded when we learned it. So he could just base it off of like the other like electronic melodies that I had on the thing.
Great. Yeah. And have you had any experiences where like you'll bring a song to the group and then maybe they'll like pick up on something and kind of improve upon something you've brought to them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially since I can't play the guitar. So Daniel will always like take something and makes it way cooler than what I had in mind. And yeah, same with Matthew. I don't even have to tell him. He just like starts a beat and I'm like, okay, yeah, I like that. And yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Well, why don't we hear a couple more songs and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Again, we're listening to Daphna here on KGNU's Cabaret Show.
These next two songs, they're kind of put together, are called You and Me and It's You Not Me. They're not released yet.
Brain.
not meant to be. You and me, 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 you and me are just not meant to be.
Songs from Daphna on KGNU's cabaret program. So that's going to be on your forthcoming album, we'll call it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not on the upcoming one, but it'll be
okay.
It'll be after that one.
Okay. So yeah, you probably it's so okay. So what's coming out on the 29th is called Submerge. Mm-hmm. How can our listeners find it when it's out?
They can either go to my website. It's just Daphna, D-A-F-N-A dot rocks. There was no .com. or if you just look up Daphna on Spotify or Apple Music or anything, I pop up. I'm not the Israeli one with Hebrew songs. I'm the one with English.
Yeah. Speaking of your website, I went to it and mm-hmm. it's super fun and colorful. And to get into it, you like click on the letters of your name, which I really thought was delightful. And as I was clicking through it, I saw that you have all these interests, including coding games and things like that.
Yeah. So I'm currently studying electrical and computer engineering at CU. So that's like where I got into I do most of the software on the side, but just a lot of programming and coding and stuff. So I made my website with like code.
Yeah. Do you see any parallels between making music and coding?
Not really. I mean, it's benefited me like for promotional stuff. Like,
yeah,
for sure. And like, I guess producing and stuff, it was pretty easy to pick up. And I guess that's just using the computer a lot.
So yeah.
That's helped.
Yeah, being able to create all those songs using mm-hmm. just MIDI stuff and things like that. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us the majors of everyone in your band?
Yeah. I think I know them all, right? Maybe. Daniel, you're psychology. Alex is also psychology. Alex, singer.
Yeah.
Matthew is mechanical engineering. Alex, aerospace? No, what is
accounting.
Oh,
close.
I'm really bad at reading lips. Okay. And then Katie Faith is geography and media production.
Yes.
Double major. Yeah.
All right. So everyone is kind of all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is a professor of mechanical engineering. Do you know him? He's crazy. In a good way. I love you, Dad. Anyway, that's so cool. So, yeah, how neat that you guys all found each other at CU and are doing
crazy.
This now. I was reading on your site as well that you enjoy rollerblading.
Yes. I haven't actually in a while, but it's really fun. It's when I was younger, I would make these like videos of me rollerblading. I would prop my phone up on the mailbox and just like hope to like rollerblade by. And yeah.
That's great. Do you guys have any social media pages that people can look at if they want to find out more?
Yeah, my Instagram is Daphna Margalit, which is my last name, so just D-A-F-N-A, and I'm usually the first one to pop up.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that's useful. great. Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the program, and you guys sound so great. I'd love to have some more music. So why don't we have you play another song, and then if we have time, we can do one after that.
Okay.
So let's hear another one from Daphna here on KGNU's Cabaret.
Okay. Here is By Myself.
Sometimes I'll wait till after dark, 'cause that's when I feel alive. I don't need nobody else, 'cause I work better by myself. I work better by myself sometimes. Somebody else, somebody else might help me ease my mind, but I still work fine by myself. I felt so alone when I thought I wasn't worth the time.
and I took it slow, and I finally found some peace of mind.
Daphna here on KGNU's cabaret program. You've been listening to our Teen Songwriter Showcase with me. I'm your host, Indra. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It was really wonderful to hear your music. We have just a few minutes left, so I think it'd be great if we ended on some music. So let's just hear one more song. And coming up next on KGNU, you'll be hearing Corriente, KGNU's Latin music program with George C. But here we are with one last tune from Daphna here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This is Let You Go. One, two,
three. I've gone hungry, I've gone blind. I've had nights where you're the only thing that's on my mind. I've given you all I. No, so why the hell should I let you go? I've sacrificed and I've forgiven. I've had nights where I thought you're the only reason I'm living. Should I let you go? Why the hell 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 should I let you go? Since you never love me back, I'm gonna keep you close. So why the hell should I let you go? Is what you make it. There's not something to replace it. Soon I'll find out what heartbreak is, 'cause it's not even love I'm chasing. They say if you love them, let them go. But since you never left me back, I'm gonna keep you close. So I. Why, oh tell me why the hell should I let you go?
This has been the Cabaret Program here on KGNU. This edition was recorded on February 4th, 2020, featuring Daphna and Novella, our teen songwriter and musician showcase. You can tune into the Cabaret every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. to hear live local music right here on your community radio station. Stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour. Thank you.
are tuned in to KGNU's Corriente. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday night.